What a beautiful thing to greet you together today. So glad you came to be with us on this day that we excitedly wait for Christmas Day, Christmas Eve Day, I guess you call it. There's a certain longing we have, and not just as children, but even as adults, that a day of joy, a day of gathering will be a part of all that we do. And this was part of what was in the heart of Ethan, the Ezrahite, as he wrote a poem which we now know as Psalm 89. Ethan was longing that God's kingdom would come and God's appointed servant who loved him deeply would lead the people and inspire them to love God as well. But yet this was actually a psalm of grief. Grief that it wasn't the case, that the love of God was not strong in the kingdom, and how we knew it could be better if only leaders and people alike would come to love God as they could. This psalm is very long, and I don't want to spend time reading all of it, but I would encourage you to read it and hear the heart cry of Ethan, the Ezrahite, maybe later. But there's one verse that just sings out at me, and it's verse 26. In this part of the psalm, he's described how God chose David because David loved God fully. And what an example that was. That all the Davids in the earth like you and I who love God fully may be the best example of what it means to live in the kingdom. Maybe. And as God chose David, David followed the Lord through thick and thin, through hard times and through good times, frightening times and blessed times. And these words are in Ethan's mind. Words maybe he remembers hearing David say himself. He said, David, he was calling out, "You, God, are my Father, my mighty rock, my mighty God, and the rock of my salvation." I love this verse because David identifies for us, and Ethan reminds of David's words for us, what it is we look for from God. He's a father. He's like a parent, a good parent, one we can rely on, one who shows up for us, one who's emotionally present for us and cares for us. I can't help but think of the Hephzibah ministry in northern Georgia where it exists in the United States. For many children there who have no father who's close, present, caring, and providing for them. And what a blessing it is that we can pray for and bless that ministry. Indeed, parents are those we rely on, and some of our best memories of Christmases are days when we were in their presence and there was love and there was peace and there was generosity displayed. Maybe you have some of those memories. Maybe like Ethan, you long for that kind of thing. God says, "I will be a father to you." What a wonderful thing. David also knew God as the mighty master, the one that he could turn to even as an adult, even when he realized maybe in early adulthood or mid-adulthood that he could only do so much. Maybe he couldn't change the world. Maybe he couldn't make it all right, but at least God would be a source of strength, even when his strength failed. And sometimes in the second half of life, we're reminded of how our bodies will not last forever, and things start to go wrong, and things start to break down, and the aspirations and the hopes we had, not just for our health and our life and our careers and our families, we can only do so much. We need a mighty God who can make up the difference in our weaknesses. And maybe like David and like Ethan crying out his words, "Oh God, I need you to be mighty for me." And also a rock of salvation. Someone who recognizes my sin and failing and isn't ready to crush me under the rocks of justice, but to preserve me from the flood that comes all around. To hide me in the rain, as we just sang a few moments ago. A Savior, someone who makes it possible for me to be forgiven for all the things that have gone desperately wrong. Some of them I initiated, and some of them were foisted on me. Oh God, I need you to be a rock for me. I need you to be one who saves me. And the beautiful word is, this coming one does that. He longs to save us from ourselves and from the circumstances that would torque and destroy us. Oh God, how I need that. And I know that you have promised not just David, but one who will come from his very progeny, one who will come from his own dynasty, who will reign forever, who will indeed be the perfect expression of these things we need. A loving family member. Jesus, a friend who can be closer than a brother. Jesus, the one who has all God's power and pours it out gladly to those who ask by his Spirit. Jesus, the one who makes it possible for us to be saved from the difficult things, again, that come from within and that come from without. Maybe you're here today and you, like Ethan, like David before him, are saying, yes, I need that kind of God in my space. I need that kind of God to work for me. His steadfast love never changes. Our musicians are coming and we're going to sing that song. The steadfast love of the Lord never changes. Let's pray as we prepare to sing. Father, you are indeed that, a father. And some of us here today have never known the comforting presence of a father or a provider, but you offer it. And Lord, some of us have always longed for someone who is stronger than us to help, a mighty and strong God. We need your strength today, especially in light of the challenges that come upon us as the year draws to a close. And some of us, Lord, are reminded today of how much we have been under the weight of our own wrongdoings, the consequences of our wrong choices, and the consequences of what other evil things people have done to us. We place those on you today, confessing, oh God, let us be free of these. Bring us into your kingdom. Let us know your comfort and joy. Descend on us, we pray. How good it will be when you do. Your steadfast love, we long for it. And you said that when we ask, you give it freely. Thank you for the ways you are helping us now. Because of Jesus, your precious Son. Amen.